Good morning. I'm opening this meeting of the House Committee on Revenue Wednesday, February 5th. I'm opening a public hearing on House Bill 4009. This bill, as it's shown on the agenda, says modifies administrative provisions of corporate activity tax. We are certainly intending to be able to clarify language and make adjustments where needed so that this new tax can be implemented and administered as it was intended, as it was passed by the legislature last spring. So we will be taking public testimony on the contents of this bill. Again, the bill is what some of us have called a fix bill. But because all of the members are not here who intended to be here to hear your testimony, out of respect for you, because I think you're here to speak to the committee, I'm going to, in just a moment, put us in recess for another just a few minutes, maybe less than 5 minutes, while we wait for one more member to arrive who's on the way. So we'll be in recess for just a few minutes.
The meeting back to order. In the absence of the chair, I'm going to take over for a few minutes until she returns with us. And so let's begin the public hearing with a presentation from staff.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. So House Bill 4009 is, as the chair described a few minutes ago, the technical fix clarification bill for the corporate activity tax. So I was just going to set up the stage for what is currently in the bill and what got drafted, and there are talk of amendments, and even some of the language that's in here isn't quite right, but just describing what's in the bill right now. Section one has to deal with auto dealers, and the change there is on page 3, lines 25 and 26. And that change just mirrors what's up in, so that's subsection X, and that mirrors subsection W, or paragraph W, paragraph X. And that just pertains to, this is the list of things that are not considered commercial activity. And the change there on lines 25 and 26 pertain to the registration fees and taxes collected by non-Oregon dealerships. So that just parallels the prior paragraph. The next change is in section 2 on page 7. And the language here is for returns and allowances. And the intent here is that returns and allowances are accounted for in the year that they occur. Taxpayers don't have